What's up, everyone, and welcome to Roots of Humanity, a podcast that celebrates the beautiful people and culture of our world. My name is Drew Binsky. I'm a world traveler and content creator who has spent the past 12 years traveling to all 197 countries in the world. In episode 23 of Roots of Humanity, I interview Norwegian pop duo Marcus and Martinez about how they made a splash in Europe's competitive music scene at an age younger than 20. With three albums and numerous awards, the Eminem brothers talk about selling out stadiums, touring with Jason Derulo, creating content during the pandemic, and following your dreams.
Do it before it's too late.
Yeah.
Have fun. Like, this is your life. You only live once. Just make a good life out of it.
To my surprise, they are not from Oslo, but instead a small town in the north where you can see the northern lights and fish for salmon in the backyard. When they go on tour, they need to travel 4 hours just to find an airport. What is it like being famous and being twins? They share their bonds as brothers and performance partners, what they fight about, their girlfriends, concerts in Prague, winter sports, and Norwegian fresh air. Tune in for a fun, goofy conversation between brothers who will leave you feeling inspired to just go and create whatever it is you feel passionate about. Thanks for tuning in, and let's get into it. All right, Marcus and Martinez, how you guys doing?
Hello, we're very good, thank you.
You go by Eminem, right?
Yeah, you could say so.
Eminem, Marcus Eminem, and Martinez.
Marcus and Martinez.
Twins.
People tell me I look like Eminem, like the original Eminem, Marshall Mathers.
That is actually true when you say that. You actually do, kind of. You just need that blonde hair and you're there.
If I wear a hood or a backwards hat, especially a hood,
over.
People actually stop me on the street and they're like, are you Eminem? Funny.
No way.
So you guys are in Oslo right now?
No, right now we're actually home. Yes. We live up north in Norway. So we're just chilling here right now before the storm starts.
Are you in like Trondheim or Tromso?
Oh, you know some towns in Norway. I like that. We live actually, I would almost say between Trondheim and Tromso. So it's kind of up north. It's called Trofors.
Just tell me how to spell it. Yeah. I'm looking it up.
T-R-O-F-O-R-S.
Got it. Wow.
It's a very, very little town.
Dude.
It lives 800 people here.
That is so cool.
You want to see our view?
Yeah, let me see the view real quick.
This is like the view from our house. So we just live right by the river.
How do you have Wi-Fi so good up there?
That's a good question.
The Wi-Fi here is amazing, actually.
You guys don't live by any other cities or towns.
That is correct.
Every time we're going to go, for example, to Sweden, we have to drive 4 hours to the nearest airport.
Yeah, so every time we just traveling for concerts or what it is, we always, as he said, drive 4 hours with a car to the nearest airport and then we fly.
I think you guys should get a private plane.
a private helicopter, like, yeah.
So you guys grew up there, like with your family?
Yeah, we actually were born close to Oslo, outside of Oslo, and then we moved here because this is where most of our family is. So when we were like 3-4 years old, we actually moved back here then because our mom and dad has their roots from here. So yeah, we've been living since we were like 3 or 4 years old here. And we just love it, especially when we are so much out traveling. Before Corona, we used to have around 210-220 traveling days. So it's always good when we had time off, we could come back here where our family is. We have a dog as well that we can come back home to, the fresh, good air as well, because it you can really compare the air, like if we're in Shanghai.
You can know the difference.
Air,
yeah.
Or if we get back home here, how much like fresher the air is. And yeah, we just really love being here when we have time off.
Yeah.
So you guys grew up in the countryside of Norway, which is fascinating. I would have assumed you came from Oslo. When did you guys discover you had unique talents?
Unique talents. I think it actually started with us playing football or soccer, as you guys say. We've been playing soccer most of our lives, and this was just like a
hobby.
Yeah, hobby, I would say, more thing. And we just had this chance to join this big competition in Norway.
Because we like to sing.
We like to sing. We were singing in like a children choir.
Yeah.
And we had an amazing teacher who made it fun to sing, to do music. So we had a lot of fun with it. And this this is like the biggest competition for kids in Norway. It's called Melodi Grand Prix Junior, and where it's like kids from like 8 years old to 16, where you can join a competition and you write a song. And if you go to the final top 10, you get to perform in front of 8,000 people. And we actually won that when we were 10 years old. It's actually 10 years old. No, 10 years ago today. Yeah, no, not today, ago. But this month in September.
Yeah.
So at 10 years old, you guys won the competition. Did you immediately start touring, making music? What happened after that?
Yeah, we did. But usually when you win the competition, it's like you travel around for a year and just do shows like everyone else when they win the competition. But it was like different for us because we just kept going. And we started doing our own shows. When we were like 15, 16, we went on our first arena tour in Scandinavia, where we sold out arenas from 10 to 16,000 each place. It was amazing. We got to go on tour with Jason Derulo, and we got to do our first ever European tour alone. And it was a lot of fun. And then Corona came, but we're ready to go out and travel again now. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Have you guys been creating during the pandemic?
Well, yeah, we've been working a lot in the studio, of course. We've been making a lot of music. So yeah, we're ready to just release a lot of new music. We've been trying new styles. We've been trying the old styles. Like, yeah, we're super ready to release new music. And of course, in the Corona, we couldn't perform as all the other artists. This summer, we actually were out doing concerts, which was amazing for us. And we're ready to perform next year with a lot of the new songs that we made in the Corona time.
So Corona time has most been just, you know, making music, and now we're ready to go out, travel again.
Yeah, man, I've been listening to your guys' music this morning, like Electrisk and Heartbeat, man. the music, it's so catchy. Unfortunately, it hasn't made its way, maybe I'm wrong, but it hasn't really made its way on the radios here, or it has, or it's mostly in Europe, the songs.
Yeah,
Heartbeat has actually been playing sometimes, a few times on the radio in the US, actually, I've heard.
But not that much, as you say. We're most like in Europe.
Are you guys teenagers? How old are you?
Yeah, 20.
You're 20, not teenager. Which one's older?
I'm the oldest one.
By like 2 minutes?
15.
I've been traveling through Europe for the last 12 years and back and forth, and I noticed that a lot of trends and a lot of music first gets popular in Europe and then it comes to the US. So hopefully in your guys' best interest, I think that, you know, you might have one or two more big hits and then it'll hit up every single station here, and then that'll change the game for you guys, because you guys would be able to tour out here. And I think it's going to be a really bright future. I mean, I can't name any other 20-year-olds that have had that much success. I mean, very, very few. So when you guys walk around Norway and Scandinavia, does everybody stop you?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of that, but it's like we've been used to it. Because it's been a lot of that, but we just really like it. We love our fans. We love the people coming up to us. You know, they are the reason that we are here today, where we are. So we just love all the support we get. So it's amazing.
Give me like a humble brag where you just basically tell me like how many hits you've had, how many whatever. Just so people that aren't aware of you can understand how significant you guys are.
We just really hate to brag. It's just like the worst thing ever.
I also hate bragging, but. But if no one's heard your music, I want them to hear like how many viewers you guys have.
Yeah. First of all, our biggest hit has almost, I think, 400 million views on YouTube, the music video, and it's a Norwegian song as well, not even English. We have also released a movie, documentary movie, who won a prize as well. We've released 3 albums, which have done very well, all of them. We have a record on our first ever album to be on top 5 in Norway for over 2 years. So our music have done very well. We have, I don't even know how many million streams we have together, but it's a lot with all our music. We've done music for 10 years and done a lot of things that not people on our age have done.
Yeah, we've done a lot of big concerts as well. We had our own concert in Norway for around 40,000 people.
That's our biggest headlining show we've ever had.
And no, we had a headliner in Greece for 70,000 people.
Yeah, that's correct. But that was with other artists including. But yeah, that's the biggest one we have headlined. But yeah, just I don't think it's a lot of people that has traveled around having arena shows. It's just like us and Aha, that is from Norway. You've heard of Aha?
I love Aha, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know a-ha was Norwegian.
Yeah, they are.
Who's the most famous musicians ever from Norway? I'm just curious.
Ooh. Maybe a-ha or Kygo, or Kygo as we call him, is a very famous artist from Norway.
Do you know Kygo?
Yeah.
Do you know him?
We met him a few times.
But we know him. We know him.
But we haven't done anything together yet.
He actually gave us it's called the Spellemannprisen in Norway. It's
like the Grammy award in Norway for artists. And that's maybe the biggest thing we've ever won. As a musician, it's the biggest thing you can win. And we won that Grammy award for best music artist when we were 16 years old. And then we got it from Kygo. So that was very cool.
You know what's fascinating about you guys is that you talk like you're such veterans, like you've been doing this forever. And you have. You've been doing this for 10 years. But I look at you like you're 10 years younger than me. That's just, it's mind-blowing. When I was 20, I was studying abroad in Prague, Czech Republic. I took a semester there. And that's kind of what kicked off my whole travel. So actually, for me, it was 10 years ago also where I started all this.
Congrats!
That's very cool. Prague is beautiful. I like Czech Republic.
I just spent the whole summer in Prague. I just got back 3 days ago.
Oh, you did?
Wow.
I would say that Prague is probably one of my favorite places to go to when we have concerts as well.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's amazing. So that's pretty awesome. Thank you for sharing. I know you don't like bragging, but you should be proud of what you've accomplished. And it's amazing. And I'm looking forward to keeping up with you guys and seeing you in Norway and elsewhere, and just kind of when you're my age, I don't even know. You're going to be all over the radios here. That's what I do know. I want to talk about Norway. So I personally think that Norway is one of the top 10 most incredible all around countries in the world. I mean, talk about nature. You have the fjords in Bergen. You have Svalbard, which is fascinating. I've spent some time up there. And, you know,
do you know about Lofoten?
I've never been to Lofoten, but I really want to go out to see the Northern Lights. Yeah.
Yeah, it's very beautiful. As you say, the nature here is very different from other places, what you can experience. And I haven't been seen too much of Norway yet. I really want to, because I live here. I should. I haven't been too much to the fjords like you talked about. Maybe it's something we can do together one time. It would be very cool. We are very lucky where we live.
Yeah, usually at winter time, it's very normal for us to see the Northern Lights almost every night.
Really?
So it's a very beautiful thing. Yeah,
where we live, because we live up north and it's...
I just recorded a film on my phone for, I think, 3 weeks ago where you could see the Northern Lights so perfectly.
It was amazing. Yeah. So amazing.
That's really cool. So what does it mean to be Norwegian? You guys travel a lot, you go play shows, but you're really representing the country, almost like an Olympic athlete who goes and performs. He has a Norway flag on his back. How does that make you guys feel?
Oh, it's not in my head. Huh? You got something here.
Yeah?
Yeah, I do.
Huh?
Right there.
Yeah.
There. Huh? You got something there.
In mitten?
Nei, der. Huh? Der. No, no, you got something there.
Huh? You guys are hilarious.
If you come closer.
Mm.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
they're picking out food in their teeth.
I actually did. Thank you.
We just had dinner, sorry.
Sorry. Okay. Can you do? Can you say it over again, my friend?
Did you eat some salmon and brown cheese?
Oh, good one. Good joke. No, we didn't. But the funny part is, where we live right here, we can actually fish for salmon. Yeah. We can just go in our garden and fish for salmon.
Bizarre. Okay, the question is, how does it feel to represent Norway? Everywhere you travel, you are Norwegian pop superstar, singers. And do you feel proud? Just tell me, how does it feel to represent Norway?
It's a really, really, really big honor. I've always said from the beginning that we are really lucky to live where we are in this beautiful country. We've been traveling so much that when we get back home, we really, know how it is to come from Norway. It's such a beautiful, beautiful place. We're so lucky to come from this place. We've seen a lot of beautiful other places, but when we get back home, it's just such that feeling, wow, it's such a beautiful country, to represent Norway. It's a big honor for us. And many people maybe think that, oh, Norway's there are big Vikings and stuff like that. We're not that big like everyone else, but we are a lot of nice people here in Norway. And I hope that we can show it to other people when we travel that they love the Norwegian people, that we're nice to them.
Yeah.
And we just want to show that to the world when we travel.
And we're super proud to be Norwegians. Mm-hmm. So it's as Marcus said, it's a big honor to represent Norway when we're out traveling, doing concerts, doing stuff. So yeah, it's the best thing.
What do you guys like about Norwegian culture? Like whether it's the food or the hospitality, talk about Norwegian culture.
Of course, me and Martinez, we really love foods. Yeah. We eat all the time. We're like dogs. But the Norwegian food is a lot of good food here. And especially we're known for the fish, of course, salmon. And, you know, it's the good thing about salmon, like you have many different ways to eat it. You can eat it raw, of course. You can have like smoked salmon, which is very good as well on just the bread. And you have like the typical cooked salmon. So it's a lot of amazing ways
different
to eat it.
Styles, yeah. I don't think Norway is known for the best food, but we got a lot of good food, as Marcus said.
We're known for being born with the skis on our feet. Yeah. That's what a lot of people say in Norway. We're born with skis on our feet because it's like winter most of the time here where we live. When it's winter, we have 3 or 4 hours of daylight. And then it's like dark the rest of the day. And when it's summer, we have 24 hours of daylight. We have midnight sun. It's very nice. Yeah. But yeah, the winter time here is amazing.
Dark.
Yeah, but we go a lot on skis. I think Norwegian people are known for that. We do very well in like the Olympics when it comes to skiing. So winter sports, we're very good at. Trying to get better in soccer as well. We're very interested in soccer.
You know, what I love about Norway is the fact that everyone is nice. You guys are nice to each other, but you're also nice to like outsiders and tourists. Like, I don't know, I just traveled all around Europe. You know, I was in France and Spain, and like, yeah, most people are nice, but they're not all nice. And Norwegians, like, you guys are happy people. You all speak English. Like, I'm convinced that everyone in Norway speaks English, unless it's like a 95-year-old grandma who lives in the middle of nowhere. Maybe she doesn't speak English. But she still probably speaks English, that grandma.
Okay, yeah, I actually listened to your last podcast with the two Swedish guys, and I heard like you tried to get into IKEA, but they said like with the service dog, and they asked like, "Are you blind?" "No, I'm not." "Okay, your dog can't come with you in." I was like, "What?"
Yeah, I was upset about that.
That's what we also want to like show to the people when we're out traveling, that us Norwegian people are very nice. We care about everyone and we want to include everyone as well. So we just hope that the rest of Norway feels the same. We are mostly nice people.
Yeah, mostly everyone. And, you know, there's only like 4 or 5 million Norwegians. It's pretty small. Like, for example, I'm in Arizona right now where I grew up, and there's like 7 million people in Arizona, just in my state. So it's pretty, yeah, it's pretty crazy to compare like, do you know all of them?
Yeah.
You know all their names?
It's like...
in your town?
Well, kind of, mostly. Yeah. I can tell you all of them right now. No. But it's like when you are out going for a walk or if you're driving, like you take up your hand to everyone like, "Hi, hi, nice to meet you. Long time no see." You know, it's...
you know everybody who's working at the store, gas station, like you say hi to all of them.
That's what we have, a store and a gas station.
Yeah.
Wasn't "Hi" the name of your first album?
Yes, correct.
It's true.
Very good, Drew. 10 points.
Is that because you just go around saying hi to everyone on the street?
Yeah, that's the reason. That's the main
reason.
I'm
going to start to say that. Yeah, so the reason behind our
finally
first album.
Someone understood.
Yeah, finally someone understood that.
The secret meaning.
How many languages can you guys speak? I don't include Swedish and Danish as different languages.
Oh,
can
no.
You speak other languages?
I was about to say, well, when we travel, we think it's very fun, you know, to learn some sentences in the other languages because, you know, some people get impressed. Well, not if you're like in France, because I don't think they like when people speak their language. But we just know like some few sentences in different languages like Finnish and also Greek. The one I remember most from is probably like Finnish and Greek.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somos Marcos y Martinos.
Spanish.
That's Spanish.
Dude, Finnish is the weirdest language in the world, I think.
Yeah, it's a very special it's a very special accent, but
can I ask you the same question, because it's very interesting when you travel so much, you've been to every country, so it's like you must have learned like some type of language or some type of sentences, I don't know.
Yeah, I can speak Korean pretty well because I lived in South Korea for 2 years. I can speak Spanish very well.
Wow.
Whoa.
I can speak quite a bit of like Arabic and Russian and Hebrew and just like a bunch of random words in Czech. I can speak some Czech, just enough to get by. But my best languages are Korean and Spanish and Filipino. My wife is from the Philippines.
Wow.
Okay. Wow. That's really cool.
Wow. So you
good flex, a good flex.
You know a lot of languages.
So let me ask you a personal question. Like, you guys are always together. So do you guys ever want to kill each other? Or do you have personal lives like you do things up, like not together?
Well, when we're home, we have the same friends as well. So usually when we go out, this guy right here follows me. So yeah, I want to kill him. No, just kidding. He's my best friend. Of course, we fight all the time. It's pretty normal for brothers, but we survive with each other. Yeah.
It's as he said, we have a lot of the same friends. But right now, I actually got a girlfriend, so I have like more time away from him, which is nice, and I can spend it with her instead. I'm actually going to Paris in the end of October. To meet her because she lives there. She goes to school there right now. I've been to Paris before. It's nice, but yeah, it's going to be good to get some time off.
So what's next? The pandemic is over just about. Are you guys going to start touring again? Like, what do you want the next year to look like?
Very good question. First of all, we really want to go out and promote again, go to each country, say hi to all the fans, refresh everything before we go out touring again. We really miss having concerts, you know. We are entertainers. We love to perform on the stage. We always use a band. We have dancers. We have trumpets, saxophone, everything. So we just want to make the best show ever for people when they come and see our show. So we just want to go back to the countries, say hi, we're back again, we're ready to come back to have a show, and then go out traveling again for full.
Martinez?
Yes.
What's your goals this year?
My goals this year is just to release music, but the next year is where my big goals is, you know, having tours, concerts, arena concerts, and just, you know, traveling the world with my brother. We're going to have a tour. I'm 100% sure about that. So yeah, that's my goals for that year. Yeah.
It's so amazing what you guys have done at 20 years old. You should be proud of yourself.
Thank you so much.
Same about you. I don't think it's many people that have done what you have done, traveling around the whole world.
Like, yeah.
It's something that I could have never done, you know, to put all the time and effort into that. And it's just like crazy. I've been stalking through some of your social medias maybe, but it's crazy to see what you have done and all the experience you have right now. So yeah, a lot of congrats to you as well. I think many people will look at you and think, wow, I could never have done this. Credits to him. So it's very cool to see.
Hey, thanks, Marcus. Yeah, I mean, it's been a long journey to go to every country. It took me 10 years and it's only been done by 250 people that have been to every country. So it's been a really fun journey. But you guys are so young that you can't even drink legally in the United States.
That is true. So we have time on us.
Have you been to the US?
Yes, yeah. We've been there a few times, both in New York and LA.
Not Arizona yet.
Arizona yet, no.
Let me know. We'll be in touch. If I message you on Instagram, which one of you guys am I talking to?
Mostly me.
Mostly him.
Yeah. But
sometimes I answer as well. Yeah.
Sometimes he doesn't.
But hey, message us when you're in Czech, if we're in Czech Republic at the same time, because
Norway.
Yeah, or Norway, if we're having concerts. Mm.
I would love to hang with you guys. I think we would have a blast. So I really appreciate your time. You guys are super kind that you're home right now and within an 800 person town, and you're still doing the podcast. Appreciate you guys. Good luck in your next tracks in the future. I'll be tuning in. I'm about to blast some of your music in my house right now.
Hey!
Yes, true.
One last question. If you could say any message to people in the world, what would you tell them?
Oof. I would say don't be afraid and to follow your dreams, because it's very, everybody say that you only live once, but it's like when you get older, you will realize that you really had the chance to do what you wanted to do. So it's really about just thinking about do it before it's too late.
Yeah.
Have fun. Like, this is your life. You only live once. Just make a good life out of it.
Yeah.
Anything you want to add to that, Martinez?
I was supposed to say something smart, but I don't know if it's, if it sounds smart, but I was going to say it's better regret doing it than regret not doing it.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That's a deep one. All right, guys.
Yeah, that's deep.
Thank you.
I appreciate you.
Okay, Drew. Appreciate you so much. Have an amazing day, and I hope you sleep well. If you go back to sleep, I don't know.
Thank you so much to the M&M Brothers of Norway. They actually had to hop off earlier, so I wanted to conclude this podcast with a few thoughts on Norway in general, because I think it's a very special country in Europe, in Scandinavia. It's actually one of my favorite countries in the world, and I feel like I didn't do enough justice talking about Norway in the podcast. So basically, I've actually been to Norway 5 times. The first time I went, I was in Bergen in the west, and there I did this incredible fjord tour. If you don't know what fjords are, they're like really tall, steep mountains on the side of ocean. So you have them in Chile, you have them in Norway, you have them in Iceland, and they're in other countries of the world, but it's so stunning when you take a boat and the water's super clear below you. There's like dolphins swimming. It's absolutely incredible, and that's everywhere in southwestern Norway. There's like salmon in the water, and they fish, and you can eat fresh salmon, and it's a wonderful place, and as is Bergen. The fish market there is substantial. Even though it's really expensive, it's still totally worth it. And then I went to Oslo several times. I like to call it the world's most expensive city, but that doesn't mean that it's not charming and beautiful. I actually did one of my $10 budget challenges there, and I only was able to get like 2 or 3 items, which is pretty funny. But when you go north in Norway, it gets really special. The country is very sparsely populated, so there's only like, I think, around 5 million people in Norway, and it's a huge country. It's one of the richest countries per capita in the world. But once you go north, it gets really remote and really mountainous, very beautiful. There's a town called Trondheim, which I went to 3 or 4 years ago. I actually did a speech there when I was working with a Norwegian cruise company called Hurtigruten, and they brought me up there. And what I remember from Trondheim is walking through the neighborhoods, the houses are so colorful and so unique. It's like every single house, it's like a pink house, a yellow house, a blue house, a green house. And the people of Norway are so nice. They're like too nice. You hear that from some people, like, oh, Scandinavians are some of the friendliest in the world, and they certainly are. But when you go there and you meet them, it's like impossible to meet an unfriendly Norwegian person. I've never heard of any existing, and if you ever go to Norway, you'd probably agree with me. So Trondheim is beautiful, and then farther, the most special place of Norway for me is Svalbard. So it's like 4 hours north of the northern tip of Norway. It's way up there, almost in the Arctic Circle. It is in the Arctic Circle. Longyearbyen, the capital of Svalbard, is the northernmost capital in the world, and it has the northernmost bar in the world, the northernmost sushi restaurant in the world, the northernmost Thai restaurant in the world. It's pretty interesting, and there's these Russian bases in Svalbard that have been abandoned. One is called Pyramiden. There's like Lenin statues and Stalin statues, and one is called Barentsburg, which is really fascinating. There's still some Russians living there. It's because of like the oil and coal industry, which is why they've been up there. But it's a Norwegian-owned island. Well, partly Norwegian-owned island. And what's unique about Svalbard is there's polar bears. And you can take a cruise around and literally have binoculars and spot different polar bears around the islands, which is really, really unique. Whenever you get the chance to see polar bears, it's definitely something you should consider. Norway's a country that I plan to keep visiting. There's way more hidden wonders, even in the north eastern part of Norway on the Sweden border. It's a great road trip country. It's very safe, very charming, and it's a country that I think about often. And I really want to do justice to Norway in this podcast because it's a fantastic place. It's a clean place. It's a wealthy place, and it's a great place for any traveler to go. Even if you're on a budget, you can find hostels. You can go to 7-Eleven or supermarkets and find food, like hot dogs, which is actually really common. They love eating hot dogs in Norway. That's something to remember. So yeah, just my concluding thoughts about Norway I wanted to share, and thank you guys for tuning in to this podcast. I appreciate you guys listening. I'm having a lot of fun in the podcast in general because it's different than my regular storytelling on YouTube and on Instagram and on Facebook and TikTok. This is a platform for me to kind of dig deeper into storytelling and meet some really inspiring people
and be able to be more myself without something that's so highly cut and edited. So thank you guys for tuning in. It really means a lot to me that you're here listening. I have plenty of amazing episodes coming out in the next few weeks, so stay tuned every Wednesday to hear that on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube. All of my podcasts are available to watch on YouTube, Roots of Humanity channel. And feel free to leave a review. Let me know your guys' thoughts on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube. Give me some comments. It really does wonders for helping me grow this channel. Thank you guys. Have a wonderful day, and we'll talk next Wednesday. Bye-bye. Thank you so much for tuning in to this podcast episode. If you feel inspired by this conversation, please share it with somebody who would enjoy listening. And if you're here for the first time, make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever else you get your podcasts. Also, don't forget to leave a review. Every week, I'm going to be looking through them and highlighting my favorite one. And with that all being said, I will see you guys next week.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.